This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There, I thank you. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me, writing me notes, positive or negative. I'll take either. I don't really care. You know, listen, if it comes from the heart, you don't agree with me, that's fine. If you're just doing it to be an ideologue, an idiot, then expect the worst, because I don't give up easy. I'm always a pleasure to have you. Now, listen, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do there on the website. And really, just make comment on some of the stories. Let our writers know how much you dislike them or like them. But get involved. Talk back. Do something. Don't do nothing. You know, all I hear about socialism. So tired of hearing about this. And today I was talking to somebody about wars and how we as America, we're such nasty, hateful people. What did we save the French? Two or three times? Seriously. And it's just amazing how Europe, they have forgotten. The European people, the European leaders have forgotten the dumb moves they've made when they get in bed with some of these regimes, some of these countries. Now they're trying to make deals with Iran. Do they really think this is going to work out good? Anyways, poor guy's been waiting since the last hour. Joe from South Florida. How are you doing, sir?
How you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm so far, okay, so good.
We're down here in Florida where we got big primary going on, election for governor, Senate, and the congressional candidates. And we have an opportunity to have Ron DeSantis as the next governor. You know what he does with the Congress. It's a staunch conservative. We have Rick Scott's going to be the next Senate, getting rid of Bill Nelson. And we could get rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz this year. So it looks a good thing over here.
One can only pray, right?
Yeah, well, it's a unique situation with that because we have a third-party candidate named Tim Canovas that running for, like he did last time against Debbie in the Democratic primary. He decided to go as an independent, and he just picked up support of Debbie's arch enemy, Bernie Sanders. So if they split the vote between Debbie and Tim Canova, the Republican candidate, CD23, will win the seat. And it looks that way it's going to happen. Similar to what happened in
the... I thought everybody loved Bernie, though. What happened?
Bernie has got his hand all over Florida. This guy Gillian, which is a socialist, a progressive socialist, as he calls it, is running for governor, and he's part of the Democratic primary people, and Bernie's all over that. So,
you're going to have to get people up and out to vote. You're going to have to get people out of their chairs. You're going to have to get people involved and engaged. Republicans/conservatives tend not to come out that much in these general elections because they think we're okay. How are you doing there?
And, this year we're doing pretty good. I actually been to a number of rallies. Trump was in Tampa this past week, and he filled that arena plus allowed 10,000, 15,000 outside. We have everywhere Ron DeSantis goes, he's having thousands of people in, like in the Trump International. He had like 1,500 people in that place, and it was hot.
Yeah, I love how people say it's because Trump is paying people to show up. I'm like, come on, you guys, you're really, we're back on this again.
I would like to get paid for showing up. No, he hasn't paid. I worked with Trump since I actually was one of the marketing people for Right Side Broadcasting, and he didn't pay any of us. So,
well, you know what? Yeah, at least you're out there fighting, right? And that's what I tell people.
Yeah,
at least you're involved,
fighting,
you're engaged, and you're out there fighting.
Right. I actually gave up. I used to do the radio show, Truth Is Out There, Voice of People, with my wife, but we stopped that so I could do some other things. And I'm working with this guy named Sam Dixon, and we're doing we have a foundation called TNY Foundation, which is for autism. And so we're busy with that because my son is an autistic kid. He's 20 years old, going to be in October. And we gone through, and he has kids there with that. And we need to see, one thing's about conservatives, we go out there and actually help people, where liberals and progressives, they talk the talk, but they never do the walk. And that's the difference between the two of us.
Well, you know, and you're right. A lot of times I see on some of these boards, there are, I have some Democrat friends, I don't know if I'd call them hardcore liberals, that are involved and engaged in community issues, but most of the time when you look at the upper end of these boards, you don't see many liberals on them, you know, on the nonprofit boards.
No, they'll go out and say, oh, we got to do this and we got to do this, and when it's time to put up or shut up, they don't put up at all, they just run. And it's do what I say, but don't do as I do, and that's the problem with them. And, you know, they want to take everyone else's hard work and take it away from them and distribute it to people that just lay there watching in their bedrooms looking up at the Obama poster or something.
Oh, God. All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your time.
You're like, okay, have a great day.
Thanks for listening. You too. You know, it is really funny when you talk about what goes on and who gets involved in these races and how they get involved in these races. You really do have to get engaged. You really do have to get involved. Talking to some people about running campaigns today, one of the things I kept saying was, look, the days of the mailer, forgive me if you're a postal worker, the days of the mailer are about gone, okay? There's a lot of people who do read the mailers. There's a lot of people who, you know, they get them from their box and they'll go through them really quick and then they throw them away or what have you. But it doesn't always work that way. Today, it's about email. It's about messaging that way. I get an email from a friend, I'll open it and read it. I get an email that says, we only have 2 days left. No, you only have about 2 seconds left because I'm going to get rid of the email now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We come back, we will talk about socialism and why isn't it working? What's wrong with us? We'll be back in a few. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, there's so much going on in the news. There's so much happening that, you know, I want you involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to know what's happening and understand what's happening. And, again, I say to people, and I don't mean it I don't mean it in a condescending way, but really, seriously, I try to give you information on all issues, and all, not just political, because there's a heck of a lot more than political going on. You know, some of these other things that are happening, it's a big deal for you to tune in and get engaged and understand. Otherwise, you're just spewing the party line. And frankly, it's boring and it's irritating. I hate when people just spew the party line. And I say the same thing about religion. I hate when you spew the party line, if you would. Know why you believe what you believe. Know why it is that you're willing to stake your quote-unquote eternal life on certain beliefs that you have. There are people that run around, it's like, well, Grandma was, and Uncle was, and, you know, Cousin Tom was, so I guess I am. That's not how it works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's see. Hey, pull your mic in front of you instead of sitting there looking pretty. Well, trying to look pretty anyway. David Goss joins me, and Dave's going to fill in for me in the third hour tonight. Yeah. We're going to throw him to you wolves.
Try to take it easy on me, guys.
Yeah, that's right. But listen, one of the things we're going to talk about is chain migration. And President Trump is totally against chain migration, but it's such a broad term, right? I mean, if you think about it, the way they're using it, it is such a broad term. He's not talking about bringing in one set of relatives or two family members or what have you. He's talking about it as some of these people use it, where they can bring in an unlimited amount of family members, aunts, uncles, cousins, half-brothers, half-sisters. Not the same as what happened today with Melania Trump's mother and father, right?
Right, not at all. And also the people that they're bringing in, these aren't people that already have jobs, already have money, that are well-to-do, that are already going to come in and you know, they're going to come in, they're going to, I hate to say it this way, but they're going to be a little bit of a drain. They're going to take time to be able to get on their feet and get going out here. Whereas Melania's parents are already taken care of. They're good. They're showing up. They're not going to cost us any money. They're citizens now. They're going to be paying their taxes. They're going to be doing everything that a normal American citizen would do. Whereas other people that are coming in aren't necessarily doing that.
Yeah, there's no drain with them because they've already, like you said, they've already got something going on. And what was funny is in the early days of immigration, you had to have a skill. You had to be able to take care of yourself. You weren't expected. Matter of fact, living off the government at one point was a nasty thing. Not anymore. Now it's almost like a badge when you can figure out how to pilfer stuff off our government, isn't it?
Yeah, and people and they brag about it, just like undocumented immigrants hold up signs saying like "proud and undocumented" and stuff like that. They're proud about beating the system. Where when the people came over and they came through Ellis Island back in the day, they came over with $10 in their pockets, found a job, a place to live and they worked their butts off to try to live the American dream, where now people are just trying to come over and live off of America as opposed to live in America.
Yeah, I love the illegal and unafraid, which means that, you know, we don't want to enforce laws, and they know that we're not going to enforce laws, so why have them? You know, we don't need a border wall or a non-border wall to be borderless. We just need not to enforce the laws, which is exactly what's going on right now, right?
Yeah. And now they want to get rid of ICE, and that's the thing that's bugging me also, is why would you want to abolish ICE so that the nasty people that do come in, the bad hombres and the murderers and rapists and everybody, why would you not want them deported out of our country?
Well, apparently the only people coming into the country are Hispanic. So when you say murderers and rapists, you're obviously only talking about Hispanic people. I always get a kick out of that. It's like, I don't think anybody in the right has ever said, yes, and when the Hispanics come over the border, it's always illegals, whether you're illegal Asian, illegal Hispanic, illegal Italian, it doesn't really much matter. Illegal's illegal, right?
And a lot of the illegal immigration that comes in from other countries comes through that border. A lot of from the Arab nations that come over here, they come through illegally. They come through the border with us and Mexico, because that's the easiest place for them to get in.
Yeah. Doesn't require a whole bunch of work.
I'm just walking.
In essence, okay. No, I know everybody is funny because somebody will say, well, you know, it's like to get over the river. No, I don't, because I don't go over the river to get here.
Right.
You know, my ancestors, my aunt came on a boat to get here for 30 days in the bottom of a smelly, stinky boat as a petrified 12-year-old. So I'm not really interested in the plight of others. When she came here the right way, she was sponsored. She had very little money. So it's like, come on. When you talk about immigration, if you want to talk about immigration, because they want to leave the illegal word out, obviously. But when you talk about immigration, talk about it for real. Use real language.
Yes. And for my family, the first one that came over before the revolution and helped fight for our independence.
Wow.
The rest came through Canada and then came south.
So like you're a real white guy.
into Massachusetts. Probably met up with your family and then came over and then moved to the West
Coast. My family? No. We came over here. We made a special deal with Guido to come over here. Is it the same, right? We had to bring our own olive oil kind of thing. So
I am 6% Italian, so.
Six?
Yeah.
And you admit to six, really? Oh, God. Anyhow, so, you know, again, when you look at what's going on here and when you talk about chain migration, and when the president talks about it, and actually even those of us on the right, when we talk about being against chain migration, it truly is against the one where you can bring 30, 40 people with you. And that's not hyperbole. It's reality.
Right. And, well, here's also the problem is that most people, when you talk to them and you say, I'm against chain migration, they understand what you mean. When you're talking to somebody that's
most
on the left,
most people with brain cells to rub together.
You need to break it down to them like a five-year-old. And you need to say, okay, I don't want chain migration, but the part of chain migration I don't want is where we're bringing all these excessive people in. It's not, if your mom and your dad are coming with you or they're bringing their kids with them, their couple kids, that's fine. It's like you need to talk to them slow and in a very like easy tone so that they understand that you're actually being reasonable, because otherwise they just try to take it out of context.
Yeah, you know, and when it comes, I love this thing with socialism now that's being pushed a lot, because, you know, it's funny, the young people think that socialism is taking care of grandma and grandpa, is making sure that people have food, making sure people have health care. That is not socialism. And the only way you can truly afford to do that the right way is through capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back in a minute. Dave's going to be with me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaks to law enforcement in Macon, Georgia about violent crime. Sessions pushes back on the idea that the criminal justice system is needlessly keeping people in prison.
We do not need one person stay one day longer than they should. But history tells us a certain degree of punishment is necessary if you're going to reduce crime.
President Trump also talking about prison reform during his work vacation in New Jersey. Citing a low unemployment rate and a very tight labor market, the president says businesses are now looking at previously overlooked candidates to fill positions, and that includes prison inmates. He says he wants to implement training programs for those serving time.
The bill expands vocational educational programs to eligible federal inmates so that more of them can learn a trade, and that's what we're doing. We're teaching them trades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The truth.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you a part of the conversation. I want you paying attention. I want you just to be engaged and involved. You know, and if I say something wrong, I say something that's off, I say something that you've looked up or you believe to be untrue, man, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And again, what the heck? Get involved, get engaged, and do something. All right, let me bring him back on. David Goss, he's the founder of Trump's Angles, and always get a kick out of him when he look at that big smile, right? Trump's Angles, yeah. And people, like, I tell you what, coming up, and maybe we tweak. I'm telling you, I want 10% of this, right? You want to have Bernie'sSocialist.com, mm-hmm. right?
We're going to do Democratic Socialist. We're going to do...
Socialist equals love or something. Yeah. I don't know. You got to come up with something.
Green Party Peace, right. Meet.com, something like that.
And you make it kind of that gray, you know, the communist kind of looking thing of a side to the field. You want to make sure they feel at home.
We're just going to have news the pictures of Venezuela up there. And that should attract people.
No, it's just, I get a kick out of that stuff because everybody, again, this is why I want to talk about socialism. These young people really honestly believe that socialism works, that it's going to work out for them, that everything's just going to be hunky-dory, fine, and wonderful. And it's not true. Let me give you, I just had it up here and I lost it. Where is it? About the numbers. When you think about over the years, what is it right now? Venezuela's inflation rate is 700-some-odd%. Mm-hmm. And all throughout history, it's failed. No matter who's done it, where they've done it, what country they've done it in. And these young kids think it fails because it hasn't been done right. Right? I mean, think about it.
The best picture that I've ever seen, political cartoon I've ever seen, is a pile of skulls. And it says, our socialism is different. And one, the other schools tell them, shut up. Because they're not. You can eat an apple many different ways, but it's still an apple. You're still eating an apple.
Yeah.
And you're going to reap the same benefits from that apple no matter how you eat it. So when you implement socialism, no matter how you implement it, which they're trying to, it's the slow roll is all they're trying to do on this one. They're like, oh, we're going to slowly starve you to death, as opposed to quickly do it like Mussolini and the Marxists did.
You mean like they saw happen again? I bring up Venezuela because it's so recent. It's kind of hard to forget. You think about what they were thriving at, how much money they had. They went down the socialist road, and you know you've seen what's taken place over the last two leaderships. They are in so much trouble right now. People don't have enough food. The average person has lost 22 pounds this year, and they don't get three square meals a day. Electricity is sporadic at best. Running water is maybe six times a month. How does that happen?
I just don't understand why it's happening right now and they're not paying attention. We have so many people that saw what happened with like Mussolini and what happened over and how it didn't work, but USSR, how terrible it was over there. And we actually have people that have witnessed it, and those are the people that are saying we do not want this. This is not going to work. But you have all these kids that somehow think that everybody's going to play fair in socialism.
Yeah,
it's never going to. No one's going to ever play. No, not everybody's going to completely play fair.
No, wait a minute. You and I would have to play fair under socialism. But the fat guy, like you know, what's his name over there, Kim Jong. Overweight, yeah. Whatever his name is. No, I mean that guy there. He's not starving, is he?
No.
His
people are, but he's not.
You know? I mean, there's no weight loss diet to speak of that I know he's on.
Yeah, the president of Venezuela, he's looking pretty chunky compared to the rest of his
what
citizens.
What was before him was Chavez. And yeah. You want to think what was great about that, right? I mean, here they had some of the best medical services in the world, and where did he go to get fixed? He didn't really get fixed, but he went to Cuba to get his health care.
Yes.
Right? And Cuba's health care, not good at all. So no. I don't. And they were so spiteful, they wouldn't come here.
Right.
He could have got some great service here, He didn't.
But he still thinks that what he's doing is correct. He finally admitted that what he's doing is wrong. I take that back. He said, I think it was yesterday, the day before, he finally said, maybe my policies aren't working. That's what he said. but he threw the maybe in there.
What was the first clue? The dead bodies out in front of City Hall? I mean, seriously, people were dragging bodies in front of City Hall and other government buildings for them to bury them because they didn't have enough money to bury these bodies.
People were eating their own cats.
Oh, I know. I saw that. What's really funny is, that what is it, the day of the dog or the week of the dog, you know, with the Chinese festival where they eat the dogs, and we're all up in arms, and we're going to have, we're going to do petition the Chinese government, because that'll work, right?
Right, right, oh yeah.
All right, and so they're all up in arms, nobody should ever eat a dog, but down in Venezuela, they're eating their dogs.
Yeah.
Right, where's the petitions? How come we're going to get those dogs are different?
But the vegans are loving it. I'm sure that they're like, oh, well, they can just eat the grass.
That'll help.
And that's what they think will happen over here. Oh, well, if things go wrong, then us vegans will take care of you. You're the weakest ones out there.
And we're making fun of some. We're not really making fun of somebody's plight, but if you really think about it, these groups that really think of socialism works, I would love for them to spend some time in a socialist country. Mm-hmm. I don't mean a weekend. I don't mean a one-week vacation, because you don't see what's going on. Like, what was it, Conan O'Brien? I mean, another nut job. He goes to North Korea. He goes to one of the pristine resorts in North Korea. People are paid to go there from the North Korean government. You know, they live there to make it look like the place is busy and everybody's happy and what have you. And he's saying, I don't see any problem. Well, why don't you get 10 miles away from where you're at? Why don't you go out to the areas where people get, what is it, even the soldiers in the army, they get barely any food to eat.
Yeah.
And the only reason they go in is so they get some food to eat.
Right, and they put up these what they do photo ops basically in North Korea, from what I've been told. I actually had a friend that went there and visited and came back and told me some things, and they actually like set up these fake stores to make it look like they have these nice stores where people are buying their food and everything, and they do photo ops in front of these. And then send them out to the world saying, oh, look, North Korea is doing fine. But I mean, we all know Kim Jong-un is a drunken fool. Maybe if he tried dismantling his missiles and played along with us for a little bit and kind of do what he held up his end of the bargain, that we might be able to help him out a little bit more. But I don't.
No. It's again, my concern is what the liberal professors are doing in this country, what the liberal professors are doing to our young people, getting them to actually believe and think that socialism works, you know, the capitalism is bad. And you know, the funny thing about it, here you have a professor that the only reason he's up there, the only reason he's sitting there is because of what? Capitalism. Because of the amount of money in these elite colleges where the student he's talking to, their parents are probably making buku bucks every year. And even in the state colleges here in California, they're not bad either. They're some of the best at one time, they were some of the best colleges in the country. It's all because of money. It's all because of tax money. It's all because of the money that you really think this kind of tax money percentage-wise is coming in from some of these workers in these other countries? How much does the average person pay in taxes in North Korea, do you think?
Everything that they make.
Right? I mean, same thing in Cuba. Same thing, you know, what are these people paying in taxes? What are they getting back in services? It's just crazy.
They're still driving cars from the 1950s down in Cuba.
That's true. No, I love these people talk about how, you know, the government will take care of you and everything. It's just like, Nova Scotia, what is it, Norway and places like that. You go, wait a minute. First of all, you want us to be like them. They're all white nations. I thought you hated that to begin with, right?
Yeah.
They're taking care of you from cradle to grave. They're telling you what to do, where to live, how to live. Are you serious? This is really what you want?
And Sweden also has one of the highest suicide rates out of all the countries in the world.
Oh, but I thought it was utopia. I mean, they pay for everything.
But go figure. I mean, everybody thinks that they know what they think that they know best without actually going there and experiencing it. And if they ever get a chance to go see what it's really like, then to go through. I have another friend that just got back from France and from Paris, and there's the no-go zones there.
Yep.
They don't understand that these places exist and these things like this actually are happening, but they're over here in the comfort of mommy and daddy's home, and
they don't believe, you know, they don't believe it, right?
Yeah, they think it's all staged and made up,
right?
But if they actually go over there and they see it happening, then there was another woman that I just read about today that she threw a fit on a plane because a gentleman from the illegal from Afghanistan was getting deported, and she threw this fit to keep him there. Later on, they find out he's getting deported because he beat his family with a whip.
and I know, just like the families never going to put together, and they found out that there was 117 of them that were being sold into sex slavery.
Right.
Yeah, great job. Yeah, let's do that. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Not a song you can play today, huh? I wonder if Barry White would be, like, booed off stage. I mean, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com. That's Joe at therealside.com. You know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. No matter what show you're listening to, what group you're hanging out with, you need to hear other people's points of view. And, you know, I've had some of you either email me, some of you ask me, why do you go to certain things? Why do you go to certain places? Why do you talk to certain people? Because, look at it this way. How do you know what your enemy's thinking unless you're guessing? Right? But if you're in there with them, if you're talking with them, if you're kind of, if you're colluding with them... You'll know what they're saying. You'll know what they're thinking. You'll know how they approach stuff. And you'll know when they're lying to you because you get to know them. You get to know their mannerisms and what they're doing. So, you know, to think that you're going to hang in your little corner of your hardcore right-wing Tea Party people, and you're going to figure everything out, you're wrong. You're going to lose. It's really that simple. Over the years, I've seen so many of you just disenchanted by the process. Because you're so sure that your thoughts, what you think, the way you lay it out there, is the only right way to do it. And then when it doesn't happen your way, you get all upset and you go like, see that? This doesn't work. Well, that's because you don't know how to work with other people. That's because you don't know how to read with the people. You can't. In California, we are so moderate, we're so left-leaning here that we're almost lying down in most cases. So you can't come in with a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy and take a state office. It doesn't work that way. You've got to be smart about it. You've got to know who and how you're talking to people. You got to know your audience and how to move around the political process. Otherwise, you're done. You won't get anywhere. People, look, what's his name? Tim. He's running for Congress up north. I like the guy. I mean, Tim.
Donnelly?
Donnelly. Thank you. Took you long enough.
Yeah, sorry.
I've got an excuse. I'm the old guy.
Right.
So Tim Donnelly, he's running for Congress, and he's always been, and you need to be stubborn, so don't take it the wrong way, but he's always been pretty stubborn when it comes to being in the legislature, being at the state level, and what have you. And even his own team wouldn't rally around him because he was so staunch. And I've had him on the show. I've talked to him about this. He's so stuck in the way that it needs to be done that his caucus was a caucus of one.
Yeah.
He couldn't get anybody else to come in. So you know what that means? He got absolutely nothing done. He might have got a point across. He might have done some great speeches, but he passed nothing. You get my drift here? You can compromise in a positive way. Do you have to win every battle? Does everything that come out of your lips have to go on paper and become truth and real? No. He needs to find a way, and some of you need to find a way to build coalitions to get done what you need to get done. Because remember, the socialists, the communists, didn't do it in one big fell swoop. They took a little bit at a time, a little bite at a time. You take a little chunk out of the Constitution here, a little chunk there, and then there's this little yellow piece of paper on the table and nobody knows what it is anymore. And you guys on the far right, you get so crazy about stuff, it's like you want to burn it, smash it, crack it, throw it all away at one time. Yeah, that's the way to do it. And you know what that means? That means that two-thirds of California is run by Democrats. David, am I wrong?
No, you're completely right. I mean, that's how California got taken over. by that little baby steps. And I constantly tell people that. I say, if we want to get California back, we need to take the baby steps. We can't be doing this chunk by chunk or big chunks by big chunks and leaps and bounds. They took it over by baby steps, and we're going to need to take baby steps to get it back again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you have people that are coming out. Look, I'm not saying you give up your principles, because Dave knows I don't give up mine.
No.
I'm very outspoken about where I'm at, but I'm not that right-wing crazy guy that won't compromise on certain things. And there are things that I don't get 100% of what I want all the time, but I get pretty darn close. And if I can get close, then I have, and I'm on the board for a while longer, then I have some more time to work at it to get what I want. I don't see it as a failure if I don't hit the 100% mark with everything that comes out of my mouth every time we vote on something.
Right. And that's when we got Trump, that was a big step for the United States. And then when we had Travis Allen running against John Cox, all these people said, "We need Travis Allen. He's just like Trump. We need him out here. He'll fix California." But Travis Allen would have no chance in California right now.
No.
He is somebody that
Ronald Reagan wouldn't have any chance in California
today. We would need a lot more red in California before we have a chance of getting somebody. We don't have the United States had the Midwest when we elected Trump.
Yep.
California doesn't have the Midwest. We have San Francisco and Los Angeles. We have the exact opposite. So that's why I really believe that John Cox was our best chance for this. I did like what Travis Allen had to say, but I believe that John Cox is the best chance that we have. But back to what you were saying about people that surround themselves with only people that think like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, if you surround yourselves with everybody that thinks the same, is anybody even thinking at all? You're just repeating in an echo chamber.
That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. And it's like, yeah, we got to do it. You know, I saw Travis speak, and no, not trying to disparage him, but he didn't change the message for the group he was in front of. Delivery is everything. You know, when you sit in front of a bunch of old people as opposed to a bunch of young people, your message needs to change.
Right.
You don't act like a cheerleader in front of a bunch of 60-year-olds. That doesn't work, right?
Right.
And, you know, how are you going to get around certain issues? Talking points never worked for me. When a candidate can only speak talking points, I know I'm done, because he doesn't really have his heart in it. He's in it for the political reasons.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're talking about. You got to have a heart for what you want to do.
And you got to be able to go off script and still sound like the person that you that people want to elect. And when you just stick to the script, then they're being told what to say. You're not speaking, like you said, you're not speaking from the heart. So it's, you know, that we want to see the real candidates that are out there and the real person that is the candidate.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's always tough. You know, I want to come back to something I wanted to touch on, but we haven't touched on yet, which is, you know, you keep hearing about how President Trump, he might be a spy for the Russians. Did you know that? I mean, I've heard that. I've heard that a few times. You know, and they want to talk about, like, you know, the Manchurian candidate and the spy. I mean, think about what Obama gave away to Middle Eastern leaders. I mean, and it was never any talk about him being a spy or somebody put him in there. So, but Trump must be a Russian. With everything he's doing to Russia right now, with all the sanctions he's laid against Russia and against Putin's inner circle of friends.
Yeah.
What do you think he's getting from Putin? I mean, this friendship thing, apparently he doesn't understand a dictionary.
Right, no. Putting sanctions on the country is not making friends. And how is Obama able to give $150 billion?
Billion.
To Iran, which they admitted, even John Kerry and others admitted, that part of this is going to go to pay for terrorism.
Yeah.
But we can't get $17 billion to build a wall.
Yeah, I love
to protect us.
But you hear right now they're blaming America again for their financial woes because we've put the sanctions back on them, right? What did you do with the $150 billion? Because you haven't built any new schools.
Nope.
You haven't built any new hospitals. Where did the money go?
Yeah.
All right?
And then every once in a while you hear about the people trying to rise up and do protests out there, and those get squashed real quick, and you don't hear about any more protests anymore.
But, oh, no. And they know they're in trouble. I mean, the Iranian leaders know that they're in trouble. They've seen this happen before, and you're right. They're going to have to keep squashing it down. But what did they say? There will be no negotiations with America until they agree to give them reparations for the financial damage they've caused because of the sanctions. I'm sorry. There isn't enough crack left in the White House to smoke to be able to make that happen.
No.
They're going to have to reelect Obama for them to get any money, or Hillary, or John Kerry.
John Kerry.
I mean, I'm sorry, that was stupid of me to say all that, because there are a bunch of people that could get in that would give them money.
I mean, Kamala Harris, she's going for a 2020
that
run.
That maybe a chill up my spine.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, no, it does. I mean, this is the first time, and Kevin DeLeon's another one that would do the same thing if he's able to get there. And this is the first time that I'm excited about voting for Dianne Feinstein.
She's beating him, by the way.
Yes.
In all the polls. And she's not just beating him, she is stomping him in all the polls.
Even after the whole Chinese spy thing came out.
Uh-huh.
She's
still
beating him.
I don't care. Knowing what I know about De Leon, even if she embraced the spy, I'd still vote for her, okay, at this point.
It's the lesser two evils.
Yeah, yeah, and at least she's been around long enough. She's old guard. She understands what the process is. Look, I believe that some of these people, if you look over the last 2 years, she has kind of changed not her mindset, but her rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's realized that the party's going far left, and that's one of the reasons that she's kind of changed her terminologies. She's changed the way she's talked. But she hasn't introduced any legislation that you go, oh, my God, it's just all verbiage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much legislation has Maxine Waters passed in the last 30
three?
Years?
No, she's introduced three.
She's introduced three, and she's passed one, I think, of those three. But but if you go and you want your passport done quickly, you go to her. She's just a community organizer. She just helps out her community. She doesn't really do anything on the legislative level.
But you heard that she, her daughter and her are now up against it because she was paying her daughter to do her mailers, but about four times as much as anybody else that does mailers gets
yes.
paid.
Oh, yeah.
So it must be nice to have mom to do a fundraiser for you. Anyway.
Yeah, I wish I could get paid that much to do mailers.
We got
to
go. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. David Goss will be on you on the other side of the breaks. We'll be with you. I am going to the Lion's Den. I'll tell you about it later on. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Please don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.